The City of Boston's efforts to reopen Long Island in Boston Harbor as a place for substance abuse treatment has been held up by a legal fight with the neighboring city of Quincy. Access to the island depends on rebuilding a bridge from Quincy to Long Island, which is part of Boston. But another group also wants a say on how Long Island is used. It's a Native American tribe concerned about artifacts and remains that may be on Long Island. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
According to many historical accounts, the Boston Harbor Islands were used centuries ago to imprison indigenous people, and Ken White believes artifacts and remains of his ancestors could be on Long Island. White is chairman of the Shabunagungamog Nipmuc Indian Council.
If there's graves there, we want them protected. What else I want to come out of this is to listen. Listen to what the tribes have to say. Don't leave them out. Include them in everything. It has to do with excavations. We want to be included. And if that comes out of this, that's another goal that we're reaching for.
City officials in Boston say they're aware of the history of Long Island, but that it should not interfere with efforts to set up substance abuse treatment there. It's a plan long championed by Mayor Marty Walsh.
We need to make sure when somebody's ready to come into treatment, when they're ready, that we have an opportunity for them to get into something that's going to work. That's what we have to create.
There were some Native Americans who said they're concerned that, you know, their ancestors' remains might be buried here.
Yeah, we're not going to disrupt any land that's not built on. And I think that we've asked that question of that group to, do they have any understanding of where? No one seems to have an understanding if it's true what happened.
To figure out what's true, the tribe is asking for a full environmental impact review. But city officials have a different approach. Sammy Nabulsi is a lawyer for the city.
The city of Boston actually completely and totally shares in the interests with the tribe to respect, preserve, commemorate any archaeologically sensitive areas on Long Island. And we are going through a permitting process at the Massachusetts Historical Commission to perform an archaeological survey to find out if there are artifacts, human remains, what have you, that could be impacted by the project.
And city leaders insist a treatment center on Long Island would benefit indigenous people. Marty Martinez is Boston's chief of services.
As much as we want to respect and value that history, we also know that that community is also greatly impacted by addiction as a community. So we've brought them to the table to help understand what are the unique needs that Native Americans may have around our addiction services and programming.
Yes, we are disproportionately impacted by opioid addiction.
Jean-Luc Perrit is with the North American Indian Center of Boston, which is working with the Shabunagungamog Nipmuc tribe.
And we're already doing stuff. We want traditional knowledge and our ways of healing to be reflected in programming on the Recover Campus. We're not opposed to the Recover Campus, but any development that happens on that island has to be respectful of the burial grounds.
And the tribe wants to determine what is respectful. Whether it has any role is up to a Suffolk Superior Court judge. A ruling expected in the coming days will determine whether the Shabunagungamog Nipmucs can become a party to the legal challenges against building a new bridge to Long Island. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.